It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 8th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is collogue, spelled C-O-L-L-O-G-U-E. Collogue is a verb that means, in some dialects of English, intrigue or conspire. It can also mean to talk privately, to confer. Here's the word used in a sentence from Silas Marner by George Eliot. "And how long have you been so thick with Dunsey that you must collogue with him to embezzle my money?" The word collogue has been with us since the 17th century, but beyond that, little is known about its origin. In his 1755 dictionary, Samuel Johnson defined collogue as to wheedle, to flatter, to please with kind words. The intrigue or conspire meaning of collogue was also common in Johnson's day. The fact that Johnson missed it suggests the meaning may have been used primarily in a dialect unfamiliar to him. Evidence of the confer sense of the word appears in the 19th century. Walter Scott used it in an 1811 letter, writing, "We shall meet and collogue upon it." Today, the word is mostly used by the Irish. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.